And now it's gotten to the point where tonight, Imam Hussein is watching his 6-month-old Ali Yasgar dying of thirst. And I asked my fathers in the audience, what would you do? What extent would you go to just to bring a glass of water to your child who's dying of thirst? If on the way home, your daughter says to you that, Baba, I'm thirsty, Baba, I'm thirsty, Baba, I'm thirsty, your first thought is, at the first sight of water, we pull in, we grab a bottle, we give it to her, and we drive. We can't stand at the thought of our child becoming thirsty. Imam Hussein is watching his 6-month-old Ali Asghar withering away. There's no water, there's no thirst, there's no water at all. The report said that on Shabi Ashur, Imam Hussein would go from tent to tent to tent to make sure that everybody is okay, settled in. And the reports say that from one tent he could hear the sound of a woman crying. And Imam Hussein enters that tent and he sees Rabab sitting there by the cradle of Ali Yasgar crying. And Imam Hussein says, Rabab, is everything okay? And she says, Mawla, everybody has somebody to sacrifice for your mission. I don't have anybody. I have a 4-year-old Sakina. I have a 6-month-old Ali Asghar. Meaning even Rabab for a moment couldn't think that even my Ali Asghar might be Shaheed Ali of Ashura. But Rabab, I would argue that perhaps your sacrifice is the greatest. That you left your Sakina in the Zindan of Sham, in the prison of Sham, and you left your Ali Asghar buried in the plains of Karbala. Imam Hussein now, a desperate father looking for a drop of water anywhere, says, I have no other option but to ask these mal'oon enemies, these animals, maybe they might have an inch of a heart left to come and give my 6-month-old Ali Asghar. When he brought Ali Asghar into the battlefield, I don't know about any of you, I've never heard anywhere that Ali Asghar walked into the battlefield wailing his arms, crying, screaming, anxious, moving about. When your child is hungry, when your 6-month-old infant is hungry, you can hear that he's hungry. He makes it very known that he's hungry. When he's thirsty, he makes it very known that he's thirsty. He's crying, he's wailing, he's moving his head. It's very obvious. But nowhere anywhere that I see that Ali Asghar was making all these movements. In fact, Imam Hussein brought Ali Asghar when he was calm, when he was still, in the arms of Imam Hussein. When you take a fish out of water, the fish out of water goes through several stages. When you bring a fish out of water, the first thing the fish does, out of the lack of water, it goes from his belly to his back, from his belly to his back. When he knows that water is not coming, he stops doing that and his tail goes left, his tail goes right, his tail goes left, his tail goes right. The last stage of the fish, who perhaps has little hope of going back in the water, is that the fish is still, but the fish mouth opens, the fish opens his mouth, closes his mouth, opens his mouth, closes his mouth. When Imam Hussein brought Ali Asghar inside the battlefield, he brought him, Ali Asghar's mouth was opening, Ali Asghar's mouth was closed. Imam Hussein says, look, this is my 6-month-old child. He lifts him up and says, I need water for him. If you think I'll drink water, take him from me. Just give my boy water. Just give my son water. Mukhtar arrests Hurmala after the event of Karbala. Puts Hurmala to trial. Says, Hurmala, you had a very active role on the day of Ashura. Yes, I did, Mukhtar. Tell me, Hurmala, what you did. Mukhtar, I shot 7 arrows. 4 of them hit and 3 missed my target. Tell me, Hurmala, says,